For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amal Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me on this Monday, this great Monday. What's the date, though? What's the date? The 22nd? Yeah, the 22nd of January, 2024. We here recapping NFL divisional playoffs, all the storylines, the narratives. Where do teams go from here? Where do quarterbacks go from here? So we here, man. We live. The link should be in the description on Facebook. If you're on the X app, just let me know in the comments section, and I will share it to the tweet. If you're on YouTube, just share in the comments section, and I will share the stream right back at you in the comments section. So before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance, the great people at Able here locally in Charlottesville, man, off Ryle Road. If you need affordable policies, holler at the people at Able. Go to ableinsurance.net. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you, and they definitely take care of you. You feel me? So the usual suspects are rolling when they can. Before then, if you haven't, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, man, the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Had to redo the channel as I stated. So got to get the subscribers back up. So make sure you subscribe on that. If you haven't already, follow your boy on the X app at I Am Ball Hawk, Instagram at I Am Ball Hawk. So, that's what we do. All right, Myron, I got you. Let me send you the link right now. So we got to talk about the playoffs, man. What was the first playoff game? Saturday. That was the Ravens and the Texans. I remember driving back from the track meet. So I guess we'll go in order. We'll talk about the Ravens and the Texans, and then we'll talk about who played San Francisco. Yeah. So both of those, remember in the preview, both of those teams, I'm talking about the Ravens and the 49ers, were 9.5-point favorites when we recorded the live show on Friday, according to ESPN, 9.5-point favorites. And then we'll talk about Sunday's two games, which was Detroit and Tampa, and then Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So I'll give people time to load up, you know, kick back. I know it's an hour, like almost an hour before people get off work at 5, but this is the sweet spot for me to record at 4:15, so I know it might not be, you know, great for everybody. So, and look, when if you want to join live, man, you don't have to you don't have to cut your camera on. So you could join on stream, y'all, with just Avi showing, just like you would in Twitter Spaces. So, you know, if the camera option deters you from joining the live show like this, you don't got to cut your camera on, man. My man Coach John said, we on Twitter with the Hawk. How about them Ravens? Yeah, man. Ravens look good. Ravens definitely look good. Lamar looked good, was very efficient. Did it with his arms, with his legs. Look, in the playoffs, you got to win by any means necessary. People can have this narrative that, you know, quarterback can't do this, quarterback can't do that. Just as long as you show up in those moments in which they need you the most. And we're going to discuss quarterbacks who showed up in the moment and coaches, I mean, not coaches, well, coaches too, and quarterbacks. Because we know everybody pays attention to the quarterback because they get paid the most money. They consider the most important position in football or in sports. So, you know, it's the ultimate team game, but everybody's always paying attention to the quarterback. Ravens 9.5 was free money. Yeah, man, I'm not I be nervous betting money, man. I just do, man. My man Teray Frost said, at the end of the day, it's about making plays. Absolutely. So let's go ahead. Let's start with the Ravens and the Texans. Ironically, CJ Stroud last. I ain't gonna say last, but he lost to another hardball, basically, you know, because he lost to Jim and now he lost to his brother, John. Or did I get it backwards? He lost to the damn hardball brother again. You know what I'm saying? But CJ Stroud, man, is a very good young quarterback. You know, always praises the man upstairs. I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable that he wears his religion on his sleeve, you know, his faith on his sleeve, and people get uncomfortable with that. But salute to CJ Stroud for being unapologetically himself. I love it. But for the game, you know, if we just looking at the box score, he was 19 of 33 for 175. Ravens have one of the best defenses in the National Football League. They don't give up a lot of points. They have all pro line. Both of their linebackers are all pros. One first team, one second team, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? So CJ did his numbers. Phenomenal young quarterback. Made a guy like Colin Cowherd eat his words. You know, Colin Cowherd was a man about it, and he apologized and said he's, you know, he got it wrong with CJ. Duh. That's why people got to stop trying to predict like how somebody's going to do on the next level. Just let it play out. You know, that's why most of the time I just sit back. I'd be like, yo, I wish him the best. You know, it is what it is. So what up, Reese? How you doing, bro?
Chilling, man. Chilling. That's a good point.
I was talking to you just like I just wasn't talking to you on your spaces.
Yeah, man. You know, we'll start over because, you know, we ain't gonna carry over the messiness, you know, because you know how you do.
Yeah, I'm never messy. I be trying to get people to calm down. I don't know what's wrong with people.
But nah, that was a lot. You know, I had some criticism of CJ initially.
Is it because he went to Ohio State?
Partially. And I'm gonna say this, Ohio State, if you watch him at Ohio State, a completely different quarterback. And I think it was more so what they were asking him to do. A lot of underneath throws. Everything seemed to be a bullet. They weren't asking him to make touch throws. They weren't asking him to throw in tight windows. You know, so based on what we saw, and this was always how I was with my statements about him, I haven't seen him do X, Y, or Z. I haven't seen him throw a back shoulder fade. He has developed those skills, and he has showed those skills. Now, overall, Texans look inexperienced, and they showed their youthfulness Saturday, as a coaching staff and on the field. But you know that if you're a Texan fan, everything's very promising.
Ooh. In the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, he didn't outdid Joe Germain.
Justin Fields hasn't come to fruition yet.
I forgot Justin did transfer. I'm still thinking about him down in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been managed better than Justin.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But that's not, you can't get wrong. You can't, like what Coach John said, you can't get mad at that because he had a special season.
Now I will say this: I don't think Justin is done.
Oh yeah.
You know, you put him with the right coordinator. For instance, if you put him in our system with our coordinator, I feel like, you know, in Tampa with Canales,
you see a difference. I noticed you've been doing that lately. You keep trying to plug your little team, man. I've been noticing that, man. What's up with that?
You know,
it is. You got away with it, but you didn't get away with it. Shout out to T-Rex.
What up, Stephon?
What up, Reese? What up, Hawk? What up, Hawk?
Damn, Cole.
Got a lot of energy today.
Oh, boy.
It's good, man. It's always good when you're about to make six figures, man. Life is good.
Okay.
Oh, shucks. God, okay. Dang.
What they say, money make the world go round. I was going to say something, but I had to put a pause on that.
I was hoping you won't go where I thought you was.
Yeah, I was about to, Reese.
So we transition back to the game, right? And then I'm just – so, fans, I do this box score look because a lot of people just look at box score. So we go over the box scores just because that's what people do.
You look at this game – dumbing down for the people who don't pay attention.
Anyway, now – you be make sure you paying attention to the road and then just sit back and let me cook right quick. If you look at both quarterbacks, neither threw for over 200 yards. One threw for 152, which was Lamar on 22 attempts, completed 16 of them. And then CJ completed 19 of 33 for 175. Lamar had two touchdown passes. Lamar was actually sacked three times and CJ Stroud was not sacked. But as a team, running the football, the Baltimore Ravens had 229 yards on the ground on 42 rush attempts. Just looking at the box scores, they got 64 plays on offense, and the Houston Texans had 47 plays on offense. So 34-10 was the final score. Shout out to Zay Flowers, my AB 2.0. You know, soon he's going to hit a stride. He's going to show you he's going to hit a new Antonio Brown out here without the, you know, off-field stuff.
Don't compare him, AB. How dare you?
I like Zay Flowers in a lot. That's how much I like Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers will never put up AB numbers because he don't have a throwing quarterback.
Hold on right quick. Sit your ass back there right quick. We not doing this on Lamar's day, okay? We not doing this to Lamar on his day. All he did was account for four touchdowns and 250 yards of total offense, was efficient, threw from the pocket, and everything you wanted him to do. And you got the audacity to go czar on us.
Let me ask this for all the Lamar critics that say he just ran and he was a running back and a fullback and all this stuff.
Oh, look at this shit. Both of them together, though. Look.
I'm sorry, Reese, to interrupt you, but don't ever compare me to that man next to me, man. That was just a simple fact that how many receivers have went over 100 yards since Lamar's team? Since he's been in the league, how many 100-yard receivers have he had? Consistent receivers. Has he ever had a receiver to go over 1,000 yards?
Can you name them?
I'm asking. I don't. For my reaction, I say no.
Can you name who they are? That's not no knock on them. Professional players, but can you name
I'm not knocking Zay Flowers. I think Zay Flowers is a hell of a guy. I had him on my fantasy. It's just the fact, he would not put AB numbers up 1,500 to 1,600 yards with Lamar, because Lamar runs the ball a lot. That's what I'm just saying, though.
Hey, 2021, Mark Andrews, 1,361.
Okay. One. Has Mark Andrews ever done that again? I said receiver, not tight end. Receiver,
tight end. Year since Reece. That's another.
Reece. I said receiver, not tight end.
He catching the ball.
But I said receiver though. I said wide receiver. I didn't say tight end. You taking out of context what I said? I said has that Lamar Jackson ever had a 1,000-yard receiver?
Okay, hold on, let me go get the stats.
Here's the thing. Here's my response to that. Name the receivers he's had that's capable of going over 1,000 yards. I could give you one. And he played well with that one guy that ended up going to Arizona.
I mean, I agree. Well, OJ, Adol could have had it this year. Zay could have had it this year. Lamar threw the ball more. I think Zay Flowers could have had Nick, what's that guy from Houston name? Collins. Could have had Collins numbers. If he got the ball thrown to him like 10 times a game, 8 to 10 times a game.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So Lamar doesn't throw enough because he's busy running the ball.
You take what I say out of context. I'm just saying Zay Flowers would not put AB numbers up because he doesn't get the ball thrown to him that much. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
Because Lamar doesn't throw the ball, is what you said.
Right. Their offense based on running. That's all. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm not just trying to take nothing away from Zay Flowers or
So their scheme, the offensive scheme, doesn't allow it. It isn't because Lamar can't throw.
I didn't say he can't throw. I never said that. I never said he can't throw. I said he doesn't throw the ball enough for him. Zay Flowers could have put AB numbers.
This year he threw the ball career high 457 times.
But he spread the ball out.
He had 457 pass attempts, and he also had the highest completion rate without his best target over half the season, too. So that's bizarre.
What was his completion percentage?
67.2.
Oh, my God.
What was the average?
There's not a lot of guys. All right, let me see what he ranked in the NFL for you, just to see what you say next.
Because Lamar is a top five quarterback. Darn low, man. God damn.
He's not a quarterback.
Does it hold on? But before you say that,
he's an NFL player.
Zar. Does he take what the defense gives him?
His completion rate was better than Jared Goff's this year. Josh Allen, too.
Okay. So Josh Allen, the running quarterback? Is he just athlete?
Josh Allen, Jared Goff. They don't have any problems making any throws on the field, do they?
Lamar doesn't have any issues.
Lamar doesn't either.
Yeah, Lamar doesn't have an issue. What are you talking about?
Lamar and Patrick Mahomes had the same completion rate this year.
Okay.
Now, granted, Patrick threw the ball over 100 more times.
Let's not do this. I'm trying to remain calm.
Dog, I don't give a fuck what you trying to do.
I'm trying to remain calm in this wake of all this playoff
madness. I said the F word quick. Fuck.
We're not comparing Patrick Mahomes to because it's not a good matchup.
No, I'm not comparing. So I'm not comparing them. I'm just throwing quarterbacks that you revere in your face when you ask what his
completion is. He's not Pat Mahomes.
Never said he was.
Okay, but
he never said that.
Only one guy is Pat Mahomes.
He's nowhere near Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is in a category. We all know Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. And then there's everybody below. Pat Mahomes,
he's nowhere near he is near Josh Allen now.
Shit, me, Josh Allen ain't nowhere near him.
You're tripping.
Gotta stay the same, bro.
Have several seats.
You need to boom out there for that one. I need a 5-minute break.
First pass of the game yesterday, he almost gets Trayvon Diggs killed. He throws him right in
the face.
He throws him right into the safety.
They're both bad quarterbacks. I try to tell you. They're good athletes.
But you just said that Josh Allen can make all the throws.
Yeah, you did say that. It's recorded.
He makes all the throws, but he's a bad quarterback.
He's a bad decision maker.
He's a good, bad quarterback.
Hey, all I know is Lamar and Josh Allen are both the same when it comes to the comparison. The body of work, the makeup, all that stuff, the style of play, they're both the same. You have a tier one quarterback group. You got a tier two quarterback group. You got a tier three quarterback group. Lamar and Josh
Allen. Lamar body work is way better than Josh Allen.
How?
For one, he has more playoff wins. He has more playoff wins.
We're going to act like that defense doesn't carry Lamar.
Hey man, Tom Brady had some of the best defenses ever.
Let's regurgitate a little bit. Let's regurgitate something real quick. You're saying that Lamar, and this is what really kills me, the dude threw for 152 yards.
Look at Josh Allen's record in the playoffs. The defense
put him in position.
Look at Josh Allen's record in the playoffs.
I'm asking, does the defense allow him to do that?
Defense allow him to do what, sir?
He drove put him in field. Position to have 152 yards, four touchdowns. Y'all time still trying out. To
all right, Zar, hold on. Time out, Zar. Hold on, Zar. Time out, respectfully. You can use your statement and just and plug any quarterback's name in it. That's a blanket statement. This is football. For somebody who played football, you say some of the most asinine.
No, because check this out. You had Trent Dilfer.
Check this out. Check this out. Coach John said something on the X app. He said Joe Burrow defense scored more TDs than him in the fourth quarter in the 2021 playoffs.
Well, Coach.
Oh, wow.
You one with 80 yards to go. Who would you trust?
Bro,
Joe
stop.
Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson?
Yo. So this the ball. This is what you do. Ball, yo, Coach. Relax, bro. Relax. You're not slick.
No, I'm just saying.
Stop. Zar, stop. So
they're
we're
great quarter. They're Zar, great athletes.
Zar. Go ahead, bro.
There's a quarterback and there's a football player. There's great football players, bro. Lamar's a great football player.
So here's the thing. You create a narrative and people go right into that lane that you created and destroy you. They
how?
And then you change to another lane.
I said quarter. See, y'all don't fill in the trap already.
There's a difference.
Okay, there's a difference between quarterback and football,
Brody.
Cam Newton is a football player. Lamar Jackson is a football player. Russell Wilson is a football player.
BS, bro. That's BS. Stop. Stop. So was Steve Young a football player?
He's a quarterback.
Was John Elway a football player?
Quarterback.
Michael Vick's a football player, right? Randall Cunningham's a football player, right?
When he went to Minnesota, he was a quarterback.
Justin Fields a football player, right?
Who?
Justin Fields.
Until he improved, he's a football player.
He's a football player, correct?
Yeah.
What's Geno Smith?
Quarterback.
Okay. Before he went to Seattle, was he a quarterback or football player?
Geno Smith was a quarterback coming out of West Virginia, bro. The Duke could throw the ball.
Hold on. So Byron Leftwich, quarterback or football player? Okay. Trevor Lawrence, quarterback or football player? The fact that you're thinking is stupid.
Why are you going to ask that?
He's a quarterback.
I had a brain lapse real quick. Quarterback, man. Anybody else? You're trying to bait me, but it ain't going to work, bro.
Was Fran talking in a quarterback or a football player?
He's a football player.
So what's your point? Like I'm trying to get your
whole point. It's a point. No, I got your point. Because people think I was going race. Y'all notice I was going at styles. He considers a certain style non-quarterbackish. If you are able to run, with the exception of Elway and Steve Young, because they actually, Elway couldn't run no more and had to throw. That's why he said what he said about Randall and Michael Vick. When they couldn't run anymore and they threw the ball, he considered them quarterbacks. He don't want his quarterbacks to be able to threaten with their legs. He wants his quarterbacks to be statues.
No, I didn't say that. You said that. That's
my interpretation.
Yes. Here's the thing, bro. When you rely on your legs so much that it handicaps your arm development, we got a problem.
So
that's why I consider you a football player.
So here's the thing I think you miss, Zar. The player isn't relying on his legs the most. It's the coaching staff that does it. It's been interviews conducted in the past. It's been coaches that even say, in defense of Mike, because I know Mike will always take the high road, but his former coach said, I told Mike, if the first read ain't there, go.
Yeah, that was, what's his name?
We don't need to say his name, but I'm just saying, that's on record.
Yeah.
So, again, you'll get a coach that will get a dynamic quarterback and say, hey, I got an ace in the hole. Use them legs.
Mm-hmm. Until you develop that arm.
It ain't until you develop that arm. It's, I got an ace. Run. If we know somebody that can run and they standing in the pocket and you see greener pastures because there's no spy, you really going to tell the quarterback, stand tall in the pocket?
Mm. Use your gifts. But you have people like me. When you use your gifts so much, we're going to label you.
What was Ron C in high school? Was Ron C a quarterback or a football player?
He was a quarterback. However, now I saw Ron's tape in college and high school.
No. I said high school.
He was a quarterback, but the thing about it is
what made him a quarterback in high school?
He was able to throw the ball to different spots on the field.
How about Michael Vick? Was he a quarterback in high school in college? Quarterback or football player in high school?
Who's quarterback? Why are you pausing for, bro?
You're not making sense. But
he did the same thing in college and NFL.
Talking about the development, bro.
So what was Michael Vick in college?
He was a football player, bro.
Oh, get the. I want to cuss you.
He played the same way his whole career.
Wait. So we're acting like when Mike came out, he was a polished quarterback. He wasn't.
Polished? What's polished?
Okay.
Polished.
Philadelphia versus Atlanta. There's two different Michael Vicks. We had the Michael Vick experience in Atlanta. We had all the great times, all the great highlights.
I like this.
We had all the great highlights.
Uh-huh.
I will take the Michael Vick after he settled his issue with Andy Reid. I'll take that Michael Vick
Andy Reid.
Huh?
With Andy Reid, correct?
Yeah, I'll take that Michael Vick every day.
And so you saw what Vick can do with Andy Reid, right?
Yes.
So that takes me back to what I stated earlier. It comes down to coaching said player, because the coach will determine what you see.
Okay.
So the influence is different. With Andy was like, hey, just throw the check down. Hey, throw deep to Sean. Hey, throw out here to Jeremy, J Matt. And in Atlanta, it was you got Algie, you might got Brian Finneran, you might got Quentin McCoy from Kentucky. And then what's Buddy that they end up getting? God damn my dog. What's the other dude?
Roddy White.
The dreads. Roddy White. After that. But they had to run the game too. But when Mike first started at Atlanta, it was like you said, his best receiver was a tight end. All he could do is throw. No. You diss Lamar because he throws to a tight end. You diss Cam Newton because he threw to Greg Olsen. You don't diss Tom Brady for throwing to Gronk. You don't diss Patrick Mahomes for throwing to Travis Kelce. You don't diss Phillip Rivers for throwing to Antonio Gates. You don't diss Trent Green for throwing to goddamn Tony Gonzalez. You pick and choose.
Did the quarterbacks you just named, did they have any accuracy issues?
Yeah, they did. Ooh. Some had them. If you don't know, that's what's scary. You don't even know.
I know. Look, I can count on my finger out of the quarterback you name who has accuracy issues.
So which ones have the accuracy issues?
None of them.
Put their name. No. You put
none of them. None of them guys he just rattled off had accuracy issues.
Put
the
names on his R. Put the names.
They
on
did.
It.
If anything, at the most, Trent Green probably. If not, if Trent Green maybe by slightly not.
Shut up.
That doesn't make any difference. Look, you just says a whole bunch of bull.
Hey, let me say something, Czar. The reason why I never worry about Lamar and Teray just said, and I said this plenty of times in past podcast episodes when we talk about Lamar. I got to scout that kid 4 years. Like, every year was at Louisville as a starter. Not the 4 years because he redshirted, but every year he started, I got to scout that kid. And I remember when they came here, his Heisman Trophy year, and they played at Scott Stadium. And we dared him to stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
We dared him to stay in the pocket. Like, this motherfucker got to realize, like, I'm this 2024, goddammit. Like, you going to relax, okay? Your ass will be sitting back to the green room. That little jerk that keep talking shit about the school I went to, because he ain't got no fucking school that he went to.
Why are you cussing, man?
You know what I'm saying? Because I can, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man,
you can't get monetized like this, man. You can't get maximum monetized.
We already over the monetized time. That's why I said I had to wait. Now, back to what I was saying. We dare Lamar to beat us in the pocket.
Lamar was a volume quarterback.
He threw a dime over an NFL DB that played for the Cleveland Browns right now to win the game. A dime. Great coverage. From the fucking pocket. So you need to take I'm by the river with my goddamn jumpsuit trying to show that you could goddamn do a Dak Prescott and that limp noodle, chicken noodle soup throwing motion you did the other day. You shut up.
What I'm saying is this. You're right. Lamar was throwing dimes.
All right. That's all I need to hear. Now I'm going to
But wait a minute. Lamar and a couple of these quarterbacks.
Yo, shut the hell up, Gerard. I don't want to hear that shit. Hey, Hawk. Just because I chose.
They're high volume quarterbacks. You know what a high volume quarterback is?
Hey, we can't hear you, Steph.
Hold on. High volume quarterbacks. See, this is the thing. You make up high these terms that you think give you credence and give you
hey, Tess, forget you.
Like, well, I'm right. You, I'm right about it. No, you're not right. So at the end of the day, no matter what the term, what's the outcome?
Look at Mike waiting patiently to fry your ass.
Football player.
Lamar's not efficient. He's not efficient. He's not efficient. Lamar, you need a high.
You want efficient Saturday? You want efficient Saturday afternoon?
He was very efficient. What was his
defense was efficient.
Come on, Czar. Shut up, bro. Matter of fact, first of all, Czar, this is what we got to do. Before we keep this conversation going, I need you to take your arm from behind your head because that's a pause. Don't be talking on my stream like this. Sit up, man.
I'm relaxed, man. Do whatever you want, man. Don't listen to that nigga. Do whatever you want.
I'm relaxed, bro. Like I said, this conversation is so relaxed.
I'm about to choke you, sucker. Stop screaming. Now, back to the dude on the beach chair. Sit up, man.
Don't tell me stop screaming, man.
Look,
what's wrong with you?
Ahmad.
All right.
Is Lamar not a high-value quarterback?
Hold on, man. We got derailed. Mike, what was your thoughts on the Texans and Ravens game while Reese looks up numbers to crush him?
What my thoughts? My actual thoughts on our last show with you came to fruition. Remember I said if Baltimore's D-line could play behind the line of scrimmage without putting eight people in the box, yep. That would allow them to defend the pass better because they can go two high instead of one high.
Yeah.
I think they only had like 30 yards rushing the whole game.
Let's see. They had 38. Yep, on 14 carries.
Yeah. I always knew. I said if they can run the ball, I said they're gonna have Baltimore on their heels. I said because that means they have to walk somebody down in the box, which would expose them on the back end.
Talk that talk.
But I'm happy Lamar won because I'm mad that little old geezer up in the top right hand corner is mad.
ain't nobody mad. That shit was looking real shaky, bro.
You big man.
That shit was looking like, look, all the Baltimore Ravens fans was like, the Texans were dragging them around.
What?
The first half?
But see, okay, that's what I'm talking about.
What you talking about?
The game of two halves, four quarters.
No shit, Sherlock.
And the defense, like I said, y'all, wait a minute. Y'all the only group of people I know, with some others included, that try to
say black people. You'll say black people. You want to say black yards. People, didn't you?
Now we others.
They even got an MLK. They saw Martin Luther King in the crowd talking about they witnessing Lamar. Get out of here. That man threw for 152 yards.
It
doesn't matter how much you throw for it, as long as you win a damn game, that's the goal.
No, that's where you're wrong, bro.
Hey, yo,
the defense can't stop nobody. If the game was to continue like that, and let's say the Texans was able to run the ball, you have a different outcome, bro. Because there ain't no way in hell Lamar and them put the ball on damn points.
They couldn't stop him.
So did the defense ever set up your favorite quarterback to win the Super Bowl?
Say who? John Elway?
Does it take
both.
Away from his
it was, it was both. It was both.
No!
Put your heart on the line.
So here's the thing. Does that take away from his greatness because the defense took him out?
No, the Broncos had a good offense. Now, you're talking about Peyton Manning. That's a different story.
Well, here's the thing. What your individual talent displays, the defense can't change your mind how you feel about their individual talent, correct?
No.
All right.
We good?
Nah, yeah. We're not.
We're not
gonna get anywhere with you. So, how does CJ Stroud play in your opinion?
This year?
No.
I'm not talking about this year. How did he play?
The game Saturday? You watched the game?
Yeah, I watched it.
How did he play?
He did. He for what he was able to do, I was impressed because they didn't have a running game. That's one of the best defenses in the whole league.
So listen to what you just said. You said you were impressed because they didn't have a running game and he was still producing.
Yes.
He ain't producing. All right,
so that means the Ravens took away one of their strengths, which is their running game. The Texans did the opposite. They were going to make Lamar run the ball, which he did efficiently and ran for over 100 yards, and he still passed for over 160 yards.
Yeah.
How were you pleased with CJ Stroud, but you not pleased with Lamar?
Okay.
He took a sigh.
Let me explain this real quick. I'm not impressed by Lamar. What I said. Until Lamar shows me what he can do with his arm, he will always get this energy from me, bro.
But he showed you this year.
He's already showed you.
Hey Zar, is Lamar a top five quarterback to you?
No.
We gotta wrap this section up. We're gonna be here.
Wrap it up.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask him a question. Hey Zar, is Jalen Hurts a top five quarterback?
No. It's the system. Okay. It's a ball of confusion in Philly.
Yeah, you're a ball of confusion.
ball of confusion.
All right, let's go ahead. We're going to transition to the second game, which was San Francisco and Green Bay. What were y'all thoughts on San Francisco and Green Bay?
I couldn't believe that man made those two throws across his body. I just couldn't believe it, man, especially the last interception. I was like, dude, you were he would have did better just throwing it out of bounds.
He's a rookie. He's not a rookie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done.
At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.